Peter, thank you very much for joining us. You're in currently in Lusaka, Zambia, where you're covering the election, considered one of the most important elections in the continent right now. Let's start off with what is happening. Why does the ruling party feel like it deserves another term? Well, what is their pitch to Zambians on why President Lungu should serve another term?
Their pitch, or the pitch of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, is simple: continuity, because the government is of the view that it has provided a lot of infrastructural projects, highways, among other infrastructural projects that make business easy and make moving from one place to the other very easy. The president just commissioned a terminal built by the Chinese, a new, brand new terminal built by the Chinese right here in the capital, Lusaka. So they are banking on it. The president has also outlined economic policies that he says would jumpstart the economy, battered by the global coronavirus pandemic that has affected the economy. So they have outlined some of the policies that they're going to do once he is elected, because they feel that the infrastructure project have been significant, and that they've constructed more roads and other infrastructure developments more than even previous administrations since the country gained independence in the mid-1960s.
And speaking of the economy, Zambia's economy has been affected by the pandemic, just like many African countries. I guess issues started well before the pandemic for Zambia. It is the first country in Africa right now to default on their sovereign debt. How much are Zambians talking about the economy as an election issue?
They are talking about it very well, because the opposition's main argument is that they have the men to be better administrators and manage the economy better than the current administration. They accuse the current administration of being unable to solve the myriad of economic and other challenges facing the country. And that is why the president is countering that by telling them, look, I have what it takes. I have these policies. They are yet to bring out any tangible, pragmatic steps. And that some of them are even accusing the opposition leader. They call him the candy man, that he's dishing out candies to everybody, promising everything, yet doesn't have what it takes policies, you know, to actualize these promises. So some of them are, you know, say he's a candy man, dishing out promises here and there that he might not necessarily be able to live up to once he is elected in power. But the president feels confident that Zambians will give him a re-election or voting for a new five-year term.
But the opposition has complained that their candidates are not able to campaign in the same manner as the incumbent, even going as far as, you know, the government apparently deploying security in opposition strongholds. Well, what have you seen in terms of police or army deployment around Lusaka, where you are reporting from right now?
Before I arrived, there were clashes between the government supporters, they call them cadres, and supporters of the UPND alliance, the main opposition party here. Two people died. The UPND claimed one of the guys who died is a leading member of the party right here in the capital, Lusaka. So when I got in, I went to the constituency to check out what was happening, and I saw soldiers right there in parts of Kanyama constituency where the violence occurred. And the president is of the view that the military is needed to beef up security, to help the police to maintain law and order. And according to the Zambian constitution, it is only the president who has the mandate to deploy or tell the military what to do at what time. And in this case, he needs them to help the police beef up security and to restore law and order and ensure that any potential violence is nipped in the bud. However, the opposition is saying that the deployment of the troops, one, shows that the Zambian police has failed or have failed to carry out its mandate to maintain law and order and to protect the property of civilians, unarmed civilians. And that, too, it will intimidate supporters of the party, because the Kanyama constituency is known here in Zambia as a stronghold of the opposition party here in the capital, Lusaka.
I know few people who have covered the elections in Zambia or politics in Zambia. How is this different this time around?
This time is different because the situation is tensed. People are predicting a 50-50% chance or a toss-up. I heard analysts across Lusaka predicting one group as the president winning re-election, and the other that Hakainde Hichilema is going to win. So they are telling me that is the reason why the tension is so high, because of the anticipated competitiveness of the presidential contest between Hakainde Hichilema, the main opposition leader, and the president. Of course, we also have a televangelist among the presidential candidates. So it's pretty a full course here in Lusaka.